Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today I'm Maseches Nazir Daf Chav Dal, the fourth parak, Misha Amar. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, the next Mishnah delineates the laws of kabbanis or money previously designated for Naziris if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's Naziris. If the animal was his property, Teitzi Vesir Be'eder, it goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's chulin. If it was hers, the chatas is left to die, and the ol and shlamim are brought as voluntary kabbanis, and the shlamim may only be eaten for one day, like the stringency of a nazir's carbon, and less than an ordinary shlamim, and they do not require the bread that is normally brought with a nazir's shlamim. If she had unspecified money designated for her kabbanis, they are used for communal nedavos. Malos mifurvashim, if she had specifically designated money, then the chatas money goes into the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, parallel to a chatas animal dying. The ola money is used for a personal voluntary ola, and the shlamim money is used for a personal voluntary shlamim, which is the same laws as the shlamim before. Point number two, our Mishnah taught that animals provided by the husband revert to chulin upon the hafara of the Naziris. The Gemara assumes that this is because the husband is not responsible to provide her with karbanas. It seems our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam may be karban asher al ishto. A person must bring a wealthy man's karban for his wife, for a karban that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Ve'ken kol karbanaseh she chayeves, as well as all of her obligatory karbanas. He holds that her karbanas are his obligation, to the point that they even follow his financial status, so he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah that his animal becomes chulin. Rav explains that the Mishnah can't accord with Rabbi Yehuda. Ki mishabed lo b'milsa d'tzrichuha. When is he obligated to her only for what she needs? B'milsa d'tzrichuha lo. But that which she does not need, he is not. The Gemara records another version of this discussion. And point number three, the Gemara says, Ve'elhen arba a'elim she'enun t'un lechem. These are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalot, v'shalah, v'shalach ha'misa, v'shalach ha'kapara. His, hers, after death and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. The Gemara explains that hers refers to our Mishnah's case of a Nazir Shlamim after Afara. His refers to a father who declared his son a Nazir, which was discussed in Daf Chav Ches, which his son or relatives may protest, in which case the Shlamim money is used for a voluntary Shlamim, which does not require bread. After death refers to a Nazir who died after designating specific money for his Karbanas, including a Shlamim, and after atonement is a case where an animal designated for a Nazir's Shlamim was lost and another was brought in its stead, after which the first was found. In these cases as well, no bread is required to Chazil Kapar because it is no longer fit for atonement. In the former case, because he died, and in the latter, because he already received atonement. So once again, the three points are: number one, the next Mishnah delineates the laws of a karbanis or money previously designated for Naziris if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's Naziris. If the animal was his property, Teitzi Vesir Be'eder, it goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's chulin. If it was hers, the chatas is left to die, and the ol and shlamim are brought as voluntary karbanis, and the shlamim may only be eaten for one day, like the stringency of a nazir's carbon, and less than an ordinary shlamim, and they do not require the bread that is normally brought with a nazir's shlamim. If she had unspecified money designated for her karbanas, they are used for communal nedavos. Malos mifurvashim, if she had specifically designated money, then the chatas money goes into the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, parallel to a chatas animal dying. The ola money is used for a personal voluntary ola, and the shlamim money is used for a personal voluntary shlamim, which is the same laws as the shlamim before. Point number two, our Mishnah taught that animals provided by the husband revert to chulin upon the hafara of the Naziris. The Gemara assumes that this is because the husband is not responsible to provide her with karbanas. It seems our Mishnah follows the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam may be karban asher al ishto. A person must bring a wealthy man's karban for his wife, for a karban that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Ve'ken kol karbanaseh she chayeves, as well as all of her obligatory karbanas. He holds that her karbanas are his obligation, to the point that they even follow his financial status, so he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah that his animal becomes chulin. Rav explains that the Mishnah can't accord with Rabbi Yehuda. Ki mishabed lo b'milsa d'tzrichuha. When is he obligated to her only for what she needs? B'milsa d'tzrichuha lo. But that which she does not need, he is not. The Gemara records another version of this discussion. And point number three, the Gemara says, Ve'elhen arba a'elim she'enun t'un lechem. These are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalot, v'shalah, v'shalach ha'misa, v'shalach ha'kapara. His, hers, after death and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. The Gemara explains that hers refers to our Mishnah's case of a Nazir Shlamim after Afara. His refers to a father who declared his son a Nazir, which was discussed in Daf Chaf Ches, which his son or relatives may protest, in which case the Shlamim money is used for a voluntary Shlamim, which does not require bread. After death refers to a Nazir who died after designating specific money for his karbanas, including a Shlamim, and after atonement is a case where an animal designated for a Nazir Shlamim was lost and another was brought in instead, after which the first was found. In these cases as well, no bread is required to Chazil Kapar because it is no longer fit for atonement. In the former case, because he died, and in the latter, because he already received atonement. All right, so now we go to Simon Dav Chav Dalet, and our standard Simon is a kud, a pitcher. A pitcher, so here goes. The husband who revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams who were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it. Once again, slow motion. The husband revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water. Hairy pitcher? That must warrant Duff. Chav Dalet, Kud. The husband revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for Achatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, which reminds us. The next mission delineates the laws of Kabanas or money previously designated for Nazirus if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's Nazirus. If the animal was his property, Tetzei Vezir Be'eder, he goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's Chulin. If it was hers, the more details what is done with the Kabanas or the monies left for kabanas, whether they are specified or not specified. If she has specifically designated the money, then the chattas money goes into the Dead Sea, parallel to a chattas animal dying. So, the husband revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for a chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, which reminds us, our Mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Adam may be carbon asher al ishto, a person must bring a wealthy man's carbon for his wife, or carbon that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Beken kol karbonaseh she chayevis, as well as all of her obligatory karbonas. He holds that her karbonas are his obligation to the point that they even follow his financial status. Although it would seem that he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah, that his animal becomes chulin, Rav explains, ki meshabed la b'milsa d'tzricha, when is he obligated to her? Only for what she needs, b'milsa d'tzricha, whoa, but that which she does not need, he is not. So the husband who revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams that were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it. Which reminds us, the Gemara says, these are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalob, b'shalob, b'shalach ramisa, b'shalach kapara. Is hers after death and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. So once again, the husband who revoked his wife's Nazirus, causing the money designated for Achatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams who were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Dav Chav. So the Simmer Dav Chav is a cafe. So here goes. The Hairy Nazir Cafe. That must be more Dav Chav. The Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared two sets of Nazirus or five, which reminds us, the next mission states, one about whom two sets of witnesses were testifying. These testified they declared two Nazirus terms, and the others testified that he declared five terms. Beis Shammai say, Nechukula Eidus ve'enka Nazirus. The testimony is contradictory, and there is no Nazirus. Beis Hillel say, Yesh b'kol chamish taim, she'e Nazir shtaim. Two is included in five, so he's a Nazir for two terms. Each term of a Nazirus is treated as a separate testimony, so the two terms which are agreed upon is acceptable testimony. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan Broko has an opposing view of the Machlokas. So the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared two sets of Nazirus or five, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I, which reminds us. The fourth parak begins, Misha Amar Hari Nazir, Vashama Chavero Va'amar Va'ani, one who said, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third person said, and I, Kum Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. Huta Arishon, Huta Kumon. If the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically. Huta Achron, Achron Mutter Vakum Asurin. If the last becomes permitted, the last is permitted, and the rest remain forbidden. So the Hairy Nazir Cafe, where two sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared two sets of Nazirus, or five, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, and I, and I, and I. Followed by Talmud, who greeted his Rebbe with the words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then quickly said, and I. Which reminds us, Rish Lakish was sitting before Rebbe Yudin Nasi and said, Behushit Pisu Kuan Betoka De Dibur. This halacha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines Toch Kedei Dibur as Kedei She'o Shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as Kedei She'omer Shalom Talmud L'Rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, meaning three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace unto you, my teacher. Rabbi Yudah holds that saying, and I, immediately after the three-word time limit, also suffices so the Talmud could greet his Rebbe and then say, Va'ani. Daf Chafov. So the Siman Daf Chafov is a car because Bastoni is pronounced car, ka. So here goes. When the Hairy Nazir ka, ka, that must be more in Daf Chafov. When the Hairy Nazir ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, which reminds us, a Braisa is quoted which teaches that if a middle Nazir becomes permitted, Hemenu Lamata Mutter, Hemenu Lamala Asr, those after him are permitted, and those before him are still forbidden. This proves that each Nazir is connecting to the one immediately before him. So those who follow the permitted Nazir are likewise permitted, and they were not connected to the first person who said, Harini Nazir. So, when the Hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the Ka retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus, which reminds the Gemara as Ba Me'ekar Akar or Dimamega's guys. Does a husband uproot his wife's Nadarim retroactively, or does he cut them off, meaning void them going forward? A nafkamina is if a woman declared Nazirus and another woman said, Va'ani, and I, and then the husband of the first wife was made for her Nazirus. If it is voided retroactively, the second woman's declaration is ineffective. So when the Hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I Nazirs crossing a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the car retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus and had to give her the bad news that her chatas in the back seat must be left to die, which reminds us. The Gemara attempts a resolution from a Mishnah. Ha'isha shenadar b'nazir v'hifrishas behemta, a woman who vowed Nazirus and designated her animal for her carbon, and then her husband revoked the Nazirus. If the animal was her personal property, the chattis is left to die because it cannot be used. So the Gemara reasons that if Afar revokes her Nazirus retroactively, the chattis should revert to Chuan, since she was never a Nazira with a chattis obligation. Since the Mishnah teaches that it is left to die, it seems that Hafar only voids going forward. The Gemara answers that even if Hafar is retroactive, the Chattis must die because Kevin de Latzricha Kapara, since she does not need an atonement anymore, Huka Chattis Shemesu Ba'alea, it's akin to a Chattis whose owners have died. Ugamir de Chattis Shemesu Ba'alea Tamuz, and we have learned from Halacha Moshe Mesinai that a Chattis whose owners have died is left to die. Dav Chav Beis, so the Simmer Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The woman in the hairy cab, that must be more daf chabez. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's afar of her nazirus, was retroactive, which reminds us, a braisa taught that a nazir who became tameh and designated karbanis, and her husband subsequently revoked her nazirus, brings her chattis bird but does not bring her ola bird. The Gemara concludes that although hafara is retroactive, the chattis is brought because he holds like Rav Elazar Kapara that a nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the chattis she already designated, although her nazirus was voided retroactively. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her nazirus was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, which reminds us, the Gemara then proves that hafara only voids going forward from a braisa. Aisha shenadar b'nazir, a woman who vowed nazirus, and a friend heard and said, va'ani, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her nazirus, she's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shmamina Baal Megaz Gaiz. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with Hafara, because if it voids Nazirus retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chatas bird for becoming tamei, even though her husband's hafara of her nazirus was retroactive, together with her friend who said, "And I, who still remained a nazira," so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. Which reminds us, Marzuta, the son of Rav Mari, tried to prove that the case of the second woman's nazirus being valid resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, "If one says, Hari like Vasar Zevach Shlamim, Mahu, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Ki matbis inish bikar matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? O dilma betzina de matbis, or does he link with its final permitted state?" The Gemara here understands the case to be before the blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, then it would be valid. But if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. Daf Chav Gimel. So the similar Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Harry Kugelach champ. Kugelach champ. That must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Harry Kugelach champ who was crying when he learned that he needed Kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that a Nazir whose husband was made for without her knowledge, and she transgressed Nazir's prohibitions, she's not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazir, but the Pasuk teaches that she still needs forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended for Chazer to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, Tom Kapar Vaslicha, yet requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose Nadarim were revoked, Amaskavan Lalas Biyadu Bas. Then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. So the Harry Kugelach champ, who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, looked up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem, while their father stumbled, which reminds us, the Pasuk, Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem, V'tzadik Miyalchu Bam, U'Poshim Yikashu Bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them, refers to Lot and his daughters. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. So the Harry Kugelach champ was crying when he learned that he needed kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, woke up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, and they announced, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, which reminds us, the Gemara revised the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak statement to say, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, an aver done for the sake of heaven is as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares Yael favorably with the Imaos. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Adam may be carbon usher al ishto, a person must bring a wealthy man's carbon for his wife, that's on Daf. Chavdal. Good number 2. Which of them, if someone intends to sin but does not, he still needs forgiveness. That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good number 3. Which of you the question whether the husband is made for his wife's nadarim retroactively or is made as guys? He voids them moving forward. That's on Daf. Chafav. Good number 4. Which stuff do you learn? A woman who vowed Naziris and her friend heard and said, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her Naziris, she is permitted and her friend remains forbidden. That's on Daf. Chabez. Good number 5. Which stuff do you learn? A Nazir is called a Chota, a sinner, because he has deprived himself of wine. That's on Daf. Yotes. Good number 6. Which stuff do you learn? If the husband is made for his wife's Naziris and she has specifically designated money, then the Chata's money goes into the Dead Sea. That's on Daf. Chavdal. Good number 7. Which Dafi Machos Beisham Beisol, where one set of witnesses testified that one declared 2 Naziris terms and another set testified that he declared 5 terms? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good number 8. Which Dafi Wino, Nazir who became Tame and designated Karbanis and her husband subsequently revoked her Naziris, she brings her Chata's bird? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good number 9. Which Dafi Wino, the one who said, I'm a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third said, and I, Kulam Nazirim, they are all Nazirim, that's on Daf. Chaf. Good. And number 10, which of the 4 cases of rams which do not require their normal lechem are Shalova Shalova Shalacha Misa Ushalacha Kapara. That's on Daf. Chav Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldham Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.